This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the line, and good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you on this Wednesday morning, as always.
Yes, sir. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the
United States
of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we certainly have created a monster. Somebody has, anyway, because we've got system overload right now watching what's going on over in Ukraine. I was watching last night a number of tanks, Russian tanks, that were rumbling along and moving further west, if you will, of where they had been located. So it looks like they're starting to branch out and get closer to Kiev, if no other place.
Yeah, this is not, this is no longer the imminent invasion. It is an invasion. Although I think it's, measured by design by Putin. It's not the floodgates across the Fulda Gap that we envisioned when we were defending, along the east-west border there during the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
But it is certainly that, and it could be, whatever, Putin decides to be. And I think he's measuring not just the West response, because I think he's already measured and calculated that before he made this decision. I think it's primarily measuring the response about what's going on inside Ukraine as he inches towards the east. And I've done some reflecting on this. My thought is I think it's inevitable that Ukraine, not just Ukraine, eastern Ukraine, but mm-hmm. Ukraine will be a part of Russia. Mm-hmm. When all is said and done.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back, that might have been inevitable, but it's just a matter of time.
Well, that's what he's wanted for going on 30 years.
Well, it is. He's made no secret about that. And part of his hubbub about why Ukraine has always been a part of it, there's always a kernel of truth to that and a kernel of lies to it as well. But one thing's clear, that Ukraine was not going to turn the Russian economy around, but there is a great, it's a jewel not just diplomatically and a finger in the eye of the West, but there are resources and things available to in the Ukraine that otherwise you would not have. So it'll help, but it's the Russian economy, the Russian army are all a shadow of what they once were. But then again, NATO is a shadow of what it was during the Cold War as well. So any threat that it could have had to stop this militarily was gone. Now, I wouldn't have wanted that anyway. I don't want that. I don't want to go to war with Russia over the Ukraine. But we need to be honest. And all the sometimes saber rattling that the current administration is doing versus the well wait and see thing, and Americans are uncertain about what the future is, and people are prognosticating. But in the end, Ukraine is Russia's, and this is not a military war to be fought. It is and has been for a very long time. You know, we used to say the old adage that war is diplomacy by other means. Well, diplomacy and economic warfare has long been, in the post-Cold War era, war by other means. And I don't think we're doing that well on that. I think Putin has won on all three fronts, diplomacy, economically, as well as now militarily. And I'm not so sure anything we do about that. All we can do is try to minimize the impact. And there will be impact. Americans are going to pay the price. I'm not going to say it's for our failure to do anything, although that added to it. But there will be a price to pay. And sanctions announced by the administration yesterday are going to add to the short, mid, and perhaps longer-term price that Americans are going to pay. And it's not just at the pump. It's in many ways. So there's no winners in this. Ukrainians are certainly going to be the biggest losers, but America's not going to win here. Russia may gain some, but it'll be a short thing, and it's more of a strategic play by Vladimir Putin. And, of course, China is a part of this strategic play right here. And China is more and more kind of looks like a China-Russia back to the 50s, 60s Cold War era. Although the world is different now. China's and Russia are competitors, but they're also they're smart enough to play off each other when it's to their advantage to do that.
All right, sir, hold that thought.
The West has not done.
Hold that thought. We're going to break, and folks will be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I shall return, and we shall return.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Now, folks, hardly a week doesn't go by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey asking me to come see one of my listeners that just bought either a new or a pre-owned vehicle. It's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles for your inspection. By the way, clean trade-ins, they're commanding a great resale price, as much as 36%. More for your vehicle than they were a year ago. Now you can upgrade your ride now, and you can trade in the vehicle you got, or you can stop by and leave your vehicle at home and do whatever you need to do, because Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, as well as first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal on your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship stations in Newport Richey. Also, Nissan and Acura are located on Florida Avenue right here in Tampa, Florida. And they're building a brand spanking new Moss Nissan on State Route 50 in Brooksville, Florida. That'll be open probably in about 2 to 3 months. Now, don't forget, Moss-Nissan, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, they are located 40 minutes north of Tampa and about 40 minutes north of St. Pete, right up there on 19 and 54. Come on up. You can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, I got some things here I'm going to point out, because in a Monday speech, Russian President Vladimir Putin officially recognized the independence of two regions of the eastern Ukraine currently held by separatists loyal to Russia. And that's when Putin ordered troops into the area to conduct peacekeeping operations, which was a significant development that the U.S. is now calling an invasion. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's exactly that. It is an invasion. It's not to do. And yeah, so one of those regions was clearly in the camp of Russia, and that long has been. The other two were kind of iffy. It was kind of a mix. I heard somebody comment about the Ukraine, and they're painting this. There's many that want to paint this as a return to the Cold War as it was. The Cold War as it was is done. NATO is a shadow of what it was. Russia economically and militarily is a shadow of what it was. It's a third-rate nation. It's probably getting more attention than it deserves for being more powerful than it is. Some of it we've granted to them by proxy. But this is not it. But the claim was, hey, this is the Western democracies versus the autocracy slash communist of the East. The Ukraine is not a democracy. It has not been. And arguably, the Ukraine was no more a democracy than Russia is or has been. It does have democratic elements in it. That's without a doubt. But it is not a united democracy, and never has been, in the sense that we think of the West as being, although much of the democratic principles of the West seem to be crumbling too, so that arguably may change as well. But the Ukraine is not that. I'm not saying it's a good thing that we forfeit it wasn't ours to forfeit, or that Ukraine becomes a part of Russia, which is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. But to call it a democracy, and therefore that will lead to all kinds of justification for doing things that we ought not to do, i.e. going to war with Russia over the Ukraine. Some will argue that. Some are probably already arguing that right now. I know they are, which is false. This is the whatever elements in Ukraine to fight. If they had been fighting it for the last couple of years instead of laying on the wayside, and if we had been supportive to them in other ways, we may not have been where we're at, but I'm not so certain it would have happened even under a second Trump presidency. It was just a matter of time. It's just the impact on us is going to be considerably worse under the current administration because of things that we failed to do in this last year. Let's hear that in the State of the Union address on March 1st. It will be very interesting.
Now, the other thing is that it's not yet clear what the new Russian operation will entail. However, Putin has roughly 190,000 troops stationed near the Ukraine's borders. Now, the U.S. has expressed concern that Russia may use the mission to create conditions justifying further use of force against Ukraine. And I don't see how they can't do anything but, because you know they're going to go take Kiev.
Yeah, I think Putin's moved beyond justification. We're still talking that here in the West, but justification, who needs justification? That's what he's thinking. It is what it is. He said what he's going to say, and he's not interested in whether the West buys off on his justification or not. He's got in mind what he's going to do, what Russia's going to do, and just painting this as Putin and not Russia's not to do that. You go around Russia, they will fall in as well. And I don't think we're going to have any discussion with that. Blinken yesterday says he will not meet with his counterpart Lavrov amid the Russian invasion. So I think it's pretty safe to say that if they're not going to meet at that level, I'm not even sure to what degree that Putin and Biden can even talk on the telephone now, and certainly not meet in person. We're past that. This is a day-by-day thing to see what they will do and what we'll do. But I hate to be a downer on hump day on Wednesday, but I think we're seeing the inevitable come to fruition maybe more quickly than what some had hoped for.
Well, I agree. And, of course, Germany, we talked about this during the break, but Germany halted certification of the planned Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia, which would have brought Russian natural gas into Europe to send a clear signal to Moscow that such actions won't remain without consequences.
Well, Germany had no choice to do that. That SML. Are there other ways that Germany and the West can continue to receive Russian oil and transfer money and cash to Russia? I think as some might say, well, they're just being very cynical about that. I think that's true. It's happened in the past and continue to happen. Notwithstanding these sanctions, money will continue because let's face it, Russia is an energy export and makes money off of the sale of energy to the West and to the United States, for that matter, which has not been made better by what you said is our failure and our forfeiture of energy independence.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't help.
Mm. Let me see here. I don't have enough time to take the caller, so caller, if you want to hang on, we'll pick you up after the break here because I'm headed to a break here in about 10 seconds. But anyway, and we've got plenty more to talk about here. But this situation with the Ukraine, you know, Russia, of course, is incredibly unimportant in the global economy except for oil and gas. It's basically right now one big gas station. You like
that? Yeah, they're setting prices at our pumps.
Yeah. Well, $5 and something in parts of California right now. We haven't seen it go up dramatically here yet, but it will be. I do believe it will be. What do you think?
Even here in the free state of Florida, we're paying more to pump, and it's, you know, that's the ordinary and blue collar workers like truckers. They're the ones that pay the biggest price for this and all that. And, you know, that stopping of the funding by ordinary citizens of the truckers.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Caller, you'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia invades the sovereignty of Ukraine with troops and military hardware, President Biden has put a sanction on Russia.
Far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions.
The sanction imposed by the White House against Russia cannot solve a thing. Anatoly Antonov, the Russian ambassador to the United States, said on social media, "I don't remember a single day when our country lived without any restrictions from the Western world. We have learned to work in such conditions and not only survive, but also to develop our state." End quote. A jury on Tuesday found father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their former neighbor William Bryan guilty of hate crimes when they murdered Ahmaud Arbery nearly 2 years ago in a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And before I get back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot over there, and they are the father-son team that makes that place go. Now, I have been taking Relief Factor religiously for going on 7 years. I take it every morning, and I take it every night. And it stays in my system because if not, I have a problem with not only inflammation but the swelling and the pain in my left ankle and foot and leg, and I don't need to have that if I can avoid it. So the natural ingredients that are in this makes it all natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes right straight to the source of the problem and also gets rid of the pain. At least it does for me, and it should for you, too. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which has got enzymes and proteins in it that your body needs to have anyway. So, here's where you go. Check out the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it all started. That's the 3-week quick start. Away you go. And see what it can do for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. It's Mel from Saratoga Springs, so let me push the button here. Okay, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Lieutenant Colonel, and once again, Captain. NATO seems to be a manufacturer looking for a product to sell. If they're so concerned about the Ukraine's border, why don't they just go over there and take care of it themselves instead of this idiot that you got in Washington, D.C., you know, being drawn into this? Of course, he wants to be anyway, but what's the possibility that say Kiev is taken by Putin, that Joe Biden might be sweating bullets, that he may Putin may reinsert the prosecuting the deal with Burisma Holding and Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and whoever else was all involved, that that they may reopen that case. And now Joe is down over here in D.C. sweating bullets, you know, soiling his drawers and everything else, and the kid, you know, is probably looking at his, gotten gains going down the drain due to legal fees.
Okay.
That was a question as, yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, Colonel, that question has been asked before, but I don't think Biden cares. I mean, he got away with it. What are they going to do to him?
Yeah, I'm not so sure that that's at the forefront of Vladimir Putin's mind anyway. He's got bigger things, but Russia, Putin is going to take Kiev. It's going to they are going to take the Ukraine, and the second, third order political effects domestically are to be seen. I mean, they're already there's enough political impact of this domestically already, and that's why 1 March is going to be very interesting in the State of the Union address, because that and the response to it will reflect. Or reinforce either where America's at, where we're divided politically, as well. And that's what the State of the Union address really is not meaningful in terms of policy making and all that. It really is kind of like, the Olympics just were, or, the Super Bowl. It's a media event, even more so than it is to determine the champion of, football and things like that. So it'll be curious to see that, but, I don't know. Hunter Biden and all that stuff like that, that's a side note and all that. I pay attention to it some, but I don't invest a whole lot of time and energy in it because in the big scheme of things, it is what it is. And like you said, it hadn't had any huge impact anyway. So why I don't think that's what Joe's going to lose any sleep over.
No, I don't think so, but I do believe you are right. I believe they are headed for Kiev, and they'll surround Kiev, they'll starve them out, whatever it is they're going to do, but I'm sure they don't want to get into a run-and-gun battle in Kiev, because that would be just an absolute tragedy.
Yeah, well, there is. A lot of Ukrainians are going to die, Russians are going to die, and this is a lose-lose for everybody. But that's a wage, and I think that's why Putin, instead of doing a whole-scale, huge tank convoy invasion, is playing it little by little. Because, let's frank it, time is on his side.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. He doesn't have to be in a rush to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll take their time, and it'll be measured. It'll be, at times, it'll be very rapid. At times, it'll be very slow. I hate to be a naysayer, but I think it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes.
By the way, we'll have to wait and see what kind of sanctions get imposed and whether or not that does anything. I don't think it'll do much of anything. And we talked about this during the break. Tulsi Gabbard, she's suddenly becoming quite a vocal voice in all of this, and she's one of the few people that's making sense.
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, it's interesting. I noted that she's the one Democrat that cannot find any airtime on MSNBC, CNN time, or with the New York Times. However, she does get a voice primarily on Tucker Carlson, but on Fox,
mm-hmm.
Because she is that. And she established herself as being probably the only one that ran for president on the Democratic ticket with half a brain in 2016, and yet, of course, she was the first out the door, which said a lot about the Democratic Party, but it said a lot about how far left it has gone to where somebody that's got half a brain doesn't have a prayer to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And unless the party remedies itself. Oh, good Lord. 2024 is going to be interesting.
Let's talk about something that I am very well versed in and I've been paying close attention to, and that is the Freedom Convoy in Canada that just was crushed by Trudeau, and that's his words, not mine. They'll be back. Believe me, they'll be back. And then, of course, the People's Convoy and the Freedom Convoy United States, which is all going to be starting up.
Of course, Justin Trudeau, oh, my goodness. You'd like to say that's a gift and it helps us conservatives in this current election, but I don't want to do that. To see the egregious things that he's done, it just it's unbelievable. Of course, that's a part of who he is and all that, but it'll be more importantly for America First and America's Third Watch. It's going to be interesting to see how we in the United States, the current administration, reacts to the Freedom Convoy will be taking place here in the United States, taking off from various points, including one here in Florida, but California and all that, and converging on Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there's three that are leaving over the next 3 days. There's three truckers' convoys leaving over the next 3 days. You're right about the one in Florida and the one in California and the one in the upper Midwest. We got a caller on the line. Let me go over there. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi, with Tulsi Gabbard, I just wanted to say I have seen where she was also a member of the Young New World Order leaders, along with Dan Crenshaw, a purple hair soccer player girl, and Chelsea Clinton, somebody with the last name of Rockefeller. So whatever she says, it sounds just like smoke, because in reality, she's one of these globalist leaders. Just wanted to bring that up.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Mary is, if there's going to be something like that, Mary's going to be the one to do it, and God bless her, but she still makes a lot more sense than some of the other people in the room.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to take folks who, what they say, and I'm sorry. I listen to message, regardless of where it comes from, and it's not helpful. With all due respect to Mary, there are many that think like her that just have divided into globalists, non-globalists, and all that. I am much more of the camp of non-globalists like Mary on that, but I am not one of these folks that says, I got to dismiss this folks because they're associated with the purple-haired people and the Rockefellers and all that. That is not useful to moving forward to where an America First agenda has to go. It's not helpful to us at all. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, but I'm sorry, Mary, that's not useful to us. When folks say things that are useful to America First agenda, as she is saying, I latch onto that and I do that. And I will question any motives that she has once I see her acting to do things that are detrimental to America First, but not until then.
All right, well, Colonel, we got to run. Thank you very much for sticking around an extra segment. I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Bye-bye, Captain.
All right. Military Matters. Check that out, folks. Military Matters. Check that out. And you'll be glad you did, because that's how you find out about the Colonel. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, 30-year veteran of the fire service. And I would like you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. And I'll tell you what. 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh is where they're located, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look and see that big 9 foot tall Uncle Sam red, white, and blue in the American flag too, and you'll know you're in the right place. Now all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer too, and unlike the big box stores that will not do this, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, and parts and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can also give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And again, their phone number is 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. Give them a call, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, on the telephone line, we have got our friend, the real estate quarterback, the consumer quarterback. He does both, Brandon Rhymes. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
What a day. What a day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. You ought to be glad you're not trying to sell a house in the Ukraine.
Yeah, I bet.
That could be a little testy, if you will. Now, I've been reading some reports the last couple of days, and you would know more about this than me. There was an article, a comment that was made in one of the papers down in Bradenton, that the average price of a home now inside Bradenton, that would be, you know, a normal home, three bedrooms and a bath and a half or something like that, garage and all that, is now up around $500,000. It's jumped that much over the past few years. And the price of homes is way up. You can't find an apartment. If you're lucky, you might. But the cost of the apartments is extremely high. So I think we're defeating our purpose of trying to have people come to Florida and have affordable homes and affordable housing. It might be we might want to buy a motorhome and put it in one of those RV parks.
Yeah, it's challenging. It really is. And there's, you know, unprecedented demand. And then you look at the affordability factor and, you know, the jobs. And you look at also the inflation that's set in thanks to Biden. And, you know, it's a tax on the middle class. The middle class is getting hit. The inventory shortages are everywhere, not only, you know, the purchase side, but also on the rental side. So folks that are renting, you know, it's well known now that Tampa Bay is the one of the toughest markets for renters with the highest rates. And the challenge with rents also is when the rents rise, they seem to stay up there, meaning they're sticky. You know, once the rents increase, they're most not likely not coming back down. So it's a challenging time for people in the housing industry for sure, Captain.
Well, I have a friend who is using these containers, these ocean containers, the 28-footers. And he'll take two of them, put them together side by side or whatever, and build a house out of it, which is not a bad idea when you stop and think about it, because the containers don't cost that much.
Yeah, I love it. I love that idea. You know, then you add your plumbing, electrical in there. And,
sure.
And, yeah, that's a great idea. And you've got, you know, if the county's willing to work with people, in the past, from what I've heard, is sometimes it's hard to get the permitting approved, but if they're running out of options, maybe they're opening up more for those types of houses.
Well, it's an option, and it's affordable. So I'm thinking to myself, and by the way, he's doing it pretty much specializing with veterans, giving veterans an opportunity to have an affordable place to live. And he's actually putting together a community down there in Bradenton, so more to follow when I figure when I get a chance to have him either come on the program or find out a little bit more about what it is he's doing.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him, and because I've got some friends that are working with you know, our movie that we're putting together with Captain Will Smith, where it's helping, you know, prisoners with trying to reduce the recidivism rate. One of my other friends, Thomas Young, has a program called Cons Helping Cons. And he's helping, you know, some of the prisoners coming out. They're looking for those types of solutions. So that might be, you know, a good connection to talk to and see kind of, you know, how he's doing it down there, because they want to do that up in Hernando County area.
Okay. Yeah. And this is Manatee County is where this is being done. So, yeah, I'll see if I can put everybody together here.
Yeah, that'd be much appreciated. Mm-hmm. Help, you know, it's all for a good cause, you know, helping vets, helping some of these folks that have been in the prison, helping them not go back in. And yeah, it's a challenging town for a lot of people. Plus now you got the interest rates, the Federal Reserve, you know, going to be raising rates soon. And it's a challenging time for people, man.
Now, I had a friend of mine ask me a question to ask you today. You know, these long-term warranty programs you can buy for a car, you know, they advertise. I think what they do is they say, hey, if your car hasn't reached 200,000 miles yet, you can buy a warranty, and your next repair bill will be taken care of, blah, 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 and all that. Have you heard about those?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Have you had any complaints about that?
Yeah. Those are scams in a lot of cases, because they'll collect the money and then not pay out.
That's right. That's what I heard.
Pay out.
A friend of mine is in the process right now of suing the firm that wrote it right down that was one of the things that was going to be covered, and it was a transmission, and come to find out, they didn't pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one of those talking up to a scam, talking up to a do not engage, stay away. And those are one of the worst.
Yeah, and it's a shame because I know the car dealerships sell the extended warranty, not like what we're talking about, but they do sell one. Say maybe your warranty goes off at 48 or 72,000 or something like that, and then you wind up with another warranty that adds in another 50,000 or 75,000 miles or whatever, brings it up to 150 or thereabouts, which is what you would expect. And then by that time, usually people have gotten rid of their vehicles.
Yeah, and if it's coming through the purchaser, who you purchase through, then it probably has a little bit more credibility. But yeah, overall, it's if you can self insure, you're in a better position.
All right, now tell us how to get a hold of you as the consumer quarterback and also the real estate quarterback.
Yes, sir. It's 813-917-1894. You can call or text that line, 813-917-1894. And our website is consumerqb.com, like the Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com.
All right. Thanks very much, Brandon. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, Captain.
All right.
Good work, buddy.
Thank you, Brandon Rimes. Okay. Now, let's jump to the telephone line here. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You see that Joe Biden is a disaster. You see that his policies suck. You see that the gas prices are through the roof, okay? Who's the idiot that's voting for a Democrat? I heard in San Francisco they got rid of the school board, or they got rid of
three people.
Yeah, three, right. The chairman, the left-wing hacks over there, and then there's white supremacy. White supremacy, let me tell you about black supremacy. Black supremacy is having low gas prices, is having jobs like Donald Trump did, have the lowest unemployment for blacks. I was born in the Bronx. I was born with blacks, okay? Donald Trump did more for blacks than all your Democrat presidents and Trump in all, okay? Here's what's wrong with the Republican Party. If you go into CPAC, the only person that should be speaking at CPAC is me and the captain and Donald Trump. That's it. Because you know why? You're not tough enough. You're not tough enough, okay? Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops who are getting gunned down in the street. You have a death penalty if you shoot at a cop. And stand up for our Lord and say, let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thank you very much, says Todd in Tampa. And just a friendly little reminder. Saturday, I will be at CPAC, and so we're in Orlando, and I'll be there in Radio Row somewhere. Don't know where exactly. I'll find out where my spot is when I get there. Just look for the banner, and you'll see me. And I'll be interviewing a number of people. They've told me I'm going to have quite a list. Matter of fact, they're working on the list right now as we speak. So I can't wait. Going to be interesting, to say the least. And remember, the thing about my show is it's all about we the people. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. We can vote them in. We can vote them out. Learn that, folks. And I am all about America first. God bless America. See you tonight, everybody.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.